RSM Central's Form Express.
21 minutes past 11 here on RSN Central on this Tuesday, the 27th of October. It is time to try and find a winner on this Tuesday with the Form Express. They're racing in Victoria at Swan Hill in the thoroughbred industry. And Warren Huntley, this is what he had to say regarding his best bet, his quaddie, and also his play of the day.
Scribe are the best for me. Michael, race 6, number 3. Each way, race 4, number 7. Piccadilly Street, the value, the way I see it. First leg, numbers 2, 3 and 6. Second leg, 1 and 2 only. Third leg, 1, 2, 4 and 8. Home with numbers 1, 2, 8 and 12. Races 5 and 6, the play of the day for me, taking 3 one-out Scriber in the first leg, just into numbers 1 and 2, as I'm taking in the second leg of the quaddy also. So running double 5 and 6, 3 into 1 and 2.
All right then, so that's Warren Huntley's thoughts there at Swan Hill. Now let's hear from our other form expert for this meeting at Swan Hill today, Harry White.
Look, nothing really stood out. I think Little Caleb should be, you can go on with it. So we'll make the best, race 6, number 2, Little Caleb. Value, race 4, number 6, Equicentre. Quaddy, first leg 3, 5 and 6, trimming up that second leg with numbers 1 and 2 only. Third leg 1, 2, 8, 14. Last leg 2, 6, 8 and 12. Because I think there's value in a couple of those races early on in the day, play of the day, I'll have an early quaddy, 4, 9, 11, 12 in the first leg, 1, 7, 10, 14 in the second leg of the early quaddy, 11, 13, 14, 16, and then 6, 8, 10 and 11 in the last leg of the early quaddy.
Nathan Hobson, boys, hard to beat on his home track at Swan Hill, and this is what he had to say about his best chance there today, and it's in race number 6, Rock Tycoon.
I think Rock Tycoon's going really well. He had a little jump out at Horsham the other day. It was pretty impressive. He won it pretty easy. So, yeah, probably a bit worried about the weight. But hopefully the class will prevail, and he's probably my best for the day.
So that's a good push for that galloper, Rock Tycoon, in race 6, horse number 1. You're getting around $3.40 there for the Hobson best at Swan Hill. Well, it's quite remarkable that Newcastle is racing this afternoon with all of the rain there and the Hunter over the last 3 to 4 days in New South Wales. Of course, that meeting was postponed until today. They were meant to race there, I think, yesterday. And Joel Marshall joins us. Good morning, Joel.
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Racing on a heavy 8, which is no surprise, overcast conditions. How have you sorted out this meeting?
Yeah, Jungle Juice Cup day, normally at Cessnock, but at Newcastle today. Look, it's...
Have you, by the way, have you tried Jungle Juice? Because I've heard some stories about this Jungle Juice recipe.
I've heard stories. Yeah, no, yeah. haven't passed my lips, that one.
No.
Yeah, it's a tricky meeting today at Newcastle. Obviously, we've got to do the wet track form. I've come up with the best as race 6, number 3, Moshed Up. She's won 3 from 31, so not the greatest of strike rates, but she's always thereabouts. She's tackling much stronger company, coming through benchmark 64s, and she's been around the mark. And importantly, she handles wet tracks. Placed 3 from 4 on heavy and won a couple of times on soft. She matched pretty well with not much pressure in the race. So race 6, number 3, the best. Race 5, number 9, Galaxy Bell as the value. Just a bit on spec here. I thought she showed talent in trials. The debut run was okay. She came off a bit of a break and she was terrible at Armidale first up when $5 in the betting. So not sure all was well there. Blinkers quickly on, that's no surprise. And these Redwood progeny do like the sting out of the track. So might be a bit of improvement from the Chris Lee stable, race 5, number 9. In terms of the quaddie numbers, first leg 1, 4, 8 and 9. Second leg numbers 2, 3 and 4. Third leg numbers 7 and 10. And final leg numbers 3, 5, 9 and 11.
And Joel, you're the star behind Best Bets. I have to get my Best Bets from my local shop every Thursday, especially at this time of the year. But also you can subscribe on the net there. But they got the new... feature ratings. Now, tell us a little bit about that because it can help you get the trifectas, first fours, quinellas.
Yeah, indeed. So the new ratings service, it's been within our online form guides for probably about a month now and now in the printed edition starting in the last couple of weeks. So it takes a lot of different factors into play, form at the track, distance, barrier, track condition, strike rate, all those sorts of things. We come up with a top four for each race. There is a rating for each horse. And then, of course, there is a top four just underneath the analyst selection. So, yeah, those a lot of people like those ratings, and there's a bit of value gets tossed up in those numbers. So always worthy of looking at chucking them in your trifectas and first fours, as you mentioned.
Great stuff, Joel. It's everyone's best friends, or best friend, the best bets this time of the year. Good luck at Newcastle.
Yeah, thanks, Gareth. Enjoy your week.
There's Joel Marshall there, racing at Grafton. Howard Walter joins us. Good morning, Howard.
G'day, Gareth.
How do we back a winner there today, mate?
Hey, mate?
How do we back a winner there at Grafton?
All right. We'll start off in race two, number four, Zavvy's Hope. Now, this horse at Moolambar last start was something like $2.80 to $5, and I still don't understand why. It led for 2,018 metres of the 2,020-metre race and got collared on the line. She gets an easy run up front here. Now, she's short at the moment, but there's so much percentage in the market, of course, at the time of the day. So I think she'll get out a little bit. And she'd be the sort of horse for anyone who's looking, you know, like some people like to take multis, et cetera. I'd put her in as a win, you know, in any sort of multi that they might be playing with today. She just gets such a lovely run. Race two, number four, Zavvy's Hope. The other one I'm going to suggest, and, you know, I'll get a whack in the eye, of course, if I'm wrong, is race six, number nine, Peachy's Dream. But hear me out. She's had 31 starts for only one win, 15 placings. She's run fourth on another eight occasions. So there's 24 starts out of 31. She's finished top four. There have been times when you do the video and she's just a complete forgive, you know, has no luck. I really think she should have won probably three or four races with average luck. And what I like about her today is you've got the red one, the favourite, at $2.80. Peachy's Dream, $7. They met two starts ago. Peachy's Dream's got a 3.5 kilo pull on the weights for that meeting and drew wide that day. So I don't, not for a moment do I think she can't beat the favourite home. When I was looking back through her form, I found a run one day where she placed behind Free Rider and Crackerjack Kenny. Now, if either of those horses was in this race, she ran a close third to them. If either of them were in this race, they'd be odds on. So I think she's a lovely bet each way, and because of her record, she's $7. I'd be suggesting, you know, maybe twice as much on the place as the win part of your bet. But I think she can box seat and go very close. Now, the other thing I should say, there's a chance of a storm during the afternoon, may or may not come. The track is soft. I hope it rains. It won't matter either way, but gee, if it rains, it'll really help Beachy's Dream. As far as the quaddie goes, I think you've got to go wide. There's some tricky races here today, and the first leg's one of the most difficult. 4-7-9-12-14 into 1-7-10-14, 3-5-9 and 1-3.
Get up, Peachy's Dream. This is her day. 32
this
starts.
Is her day,
32 starts for two wins after today, brother.
Exactly right. Get around her.
$7. Oh, I am around her. Don't worry about that. She's our pin-up horse on RSN Central. The Peach. Good on you, mate. Good punting.
Good on you. See ya.
There's Howard Walter. Harness racing tonight from Cranbourne. Don't mind this meeting, Luke Humphreys. How are you backing a winner there?
Yeah, good morning, Gareth. Yeah, there's a few nice ones going around. There's actually a horse I think that has a bit of a future that's going around in race two, number nine, Mr. Masterton. This one's my best of the night, number nine. It's had the one win from five starts, three minor places. It hasn't missed the top four once in five starts. One on debut at Melbourne back in August. Last few runs have been good at Geelong and also at Cranbourne and getting the line strongly. Takes on a few other, you know, half-decent three-year-olds, but I think he's probably close enough to being the best horse in the field, and on what we've seen, and I think he can win race two, number nine, and he's been racing well to start his career, and I think he might have a little bit of a future. So race two, number nine is my best bet, Mr. Matterton. And then as far as some value goes, race seven, number three, Excellent Drop. I thought this one ran well first up at Echuca against the older horses, led most of the way. They had every chance, but led most of the way there first up, and only just got run down late. Takes on a few, you know, decent enough three-year-olds here, but she ran well enough against the older horses first up, so I think she can run well at a little bit of value in race seven, number three, after running well against the older horses first up. So race two, number nine, my best. I think it'll go well, one to follow. Race seven, number three, the value, the quaddie. First leg, 2-3-6. Second leg, 2-4-6. Third leg, 1-3-4-5. And come home with 2-5-7, Gareth.
All right, then I've got one for you tonight, Luke. Scruffy, yes. Marshall over the top in that small field will win the last.
Yeah, well, he's obviously a great chance. There's a few other nice enough horses in the race. Tough draw over the sprint trip, but
He may very well come over the top with C Alpha. You can't doubt him.
No, he's on fire at the moment. Five winners there yesterday at Shepparton, and he could be in for another big night at Cranbourne. Good on you, Luke. Good calling.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Luke Humphreys there. George Ferrugia has done the form for Geelong and Warrigal. We'll kick off with probably Geelong then. George, hello to you.
Good morning, Gareth. Yeah, we will, mate. Race 9, number 2 is the one we're keen on. Shani Rose comes from this good Mapunga Blazer, Colden Star Litter. Look, her form can be a little bit patchy, but when she gets it right, I think she's got these covered. Her only inside draw of box 1, she won. Had no luck off box 2 a couple of starts ago against good greyhounds called Do It and more recently Perfect Glory. So I think if she runs up to her best, she will be hard to beat here, race 9, number 2. Quaddy numbers 1, 2, 7 and 8 into 1, 4 and 5, into 2, 3, 5 and 6, into 2, 3, 5 and 7 to bring us home. Over to Warrigal tonight. I like one. Look, he's short, but he should be winning. Coming from South Australia, called Craggy Island, race 11, number 7. He's had 12 starts, Gareth, for 9 wins and 3 seconds. His only one in Victoria last week was a second at Warrigal. He'd clearly improve off that. He can handle wide draws. Some of his runs at Murray Bridge and Angle Park have been in an elite time. He should be winning here, race 11, number 7. Quaddy numbers 2, 3, 5, into 2 and 8, into 2, 5, 6 and 8, into 3 and 4 to bring us home. And we'll chat to you soon on Off the Leash.
I'm looking forward to that, George. Thanks for that.
Ta-ra, mate.